Reformed Church.
You know, when we talk about loving one another, and it's just an interesting concept, right? I was listening to a podcast, a little piece of a podcast today while I was working. And it was an interesting thing, right? It's a financial podcast, and it was just talking about how, you know, there was this lady that they were speaking to on a previous podcast, and the lady she was breaking down in tears, crying about her financial trouble. Her husband had just passed away, and she was going to lose her house. The house is basically worth about $320,000. They owe $60,000, and she was going to lose her house because she didn't have any means by which to continue to pay the mortgage. And they said they got such an overwhelming response from the Christian community, and they said, really honestly, they wanted to thank everybody for their response, to want to give money towards it, but they said, really, we were good. Like, we were able to help her. She's not losing her house. We're getting her on track financially, yada, yada, right? They kind of said that, you know, and I heard that. There were a lot of thoughts that I had about it at the time, but it's funny. While these thoughts were coming to my mind during praise and worship, that same thing came to my mind again. And it's an interesting thing when you see the need of someone, how the Lord can use you to be able to meet someone's need, right? But what happens when you don't communicate with people, right? What happens when you're not talking? What happens when you don't know what someone is thinking, right? In Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1, it says, brothers, if a man be overtaken in a fault, and a fault there could be you're just thinking wrong, right? Like, I'm gonna tell you from experience, right? Over years, many, many times it has happened to me, right? I'm just thinking wrong. I mean, and you know what? You can tell it on my face if you saw me, but you guys wouldn't know because you're not in my house. You didn't see me, right? When I came in here, you didn't see me with anything on my face, so you didn't know. But my family that's with me, that's around me, right? Which happened to be obviously among the best friends that I have is my immediate family and probably all of you that are here, right? But they can see that, like they see something's up, like what's wrong with dad, like what's up with Jose, what's going on there, right? And you know what happens miraculously, right? People talk to you, they catch it right away, like something's up. Sometimes they don't even say anything to me personally. But you can encourage one another. You see something's wrong. You send a text message. You send an email, right? But we're spending time together, right? I shared with you how the majority of our time is spent not by ourselves, but the majority of our time is spent together, right? And because of that, what I want to tell you is that we're able to love one another like that, right? You may love someone, but how can you love them? Like, how can you demonstrate your love to them the way the Lord demonstrated his love? I mean, God has always loved us, right? He's loved you before you were ever born, right? He loved you before Christ came, the Lord loved you, right? But he demonstrated his love for you, right? But how can we demonstrate our love one for another when we don't even know what the heck is going on in each other's lives, right? Like, we just don't know. Because if we don't, and I'm not saying we don't know, all of us, right? I'm saying as an example, right? I don't think the Lord is bringing this up for absolutely no reason, but I'm saying if we don't know, if we're not actively involved in each other's lives, especially our, like, those that live in the same household, which is the first place that we ought to be taking care of people, and then, right, those outside of our household. But if we're not normally and actively in each other's face, right, how can you really truly love somebody? How can you, I mean, sure, anyone can get a word of knowledge, right? But I have grown this year. There's one specific area where I've learned to receive the wisdom of God, and that is from other people around me, right? And I always said that I was open always to receive the wisdom of God from children. I mean, kids used to tell me stuff when I was a children's pastor and encourage me, and I would listen to them if it was in line with what I thought was from the Lord, right? But more than ever, right, this year, there has been just more of that going on in my home that I can tell, right? And even you know, within you know, my daughter, my son-in-law's house, you know, which we frequent there as well, right? That there's always an encouragement, right? There's always people speaking into your lives. Like, I don't get that outside, right? I don't have a regular, and I'm not saying it never happens, but I don't get a regular encouragement in the Lord outside, right? Even though that happens sometimes, but I do get, in other words, I don't if I'm not thinking of something and I'm just being hard-headed in an area where the Lord is not, you know, I'm not hearing correctly, a day, it could be 3 days, whatever has happened, it's just stuff that you think about. It says when you find your brother in a fault, it says, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. So, but how, again, I just asked you the question, how can you really love someone? How can you help? You being spiritual, you having the spirit of the living God, how can you really be that help to someone if you're not, if you don't know, right? In other words, if everybody's suffering silently, right? And by suffering, I mean, it doesn't have to be an ongoing thing, but you could just be having a really tough day, right? Why does any of us have to suffer even for a day that you're just messed up thinking wrong and things aren't right? Like, why can't we even for a day be able to know, you know what? I know that normally about 6 p.m., you know, we're going to get together and we're going to watch something on TV together. And you know what? Somebody's going to notice that I got a big thing on my face. And they're going to ask me, you know, what's going on? You know, you okay or whatever? Or notice something and encourage you in some way? Or have the Lord, unbeknownst to you at all, right, just the Lord spring something up in someone's mind and said, you know what? I noticed something in you. I just wanted you to encourage you with this, right? So just remember, it is important, obviously. The most important thing is for us learning to love the Lord, faith in Jesus. That's the most important thing. But don't forget that the Spirit of God within you is in you also to love one another, right? So that's the one thing, when I hear the Lord telling me, you know what, love one another, I need to first know how to love the people in my home, right? I need to know how to speak a word of knowledge to my wife. I need to know how to allow the Spirit of God to use me to speak to my wife, to speak to my son, to speak to my daughter, to speak to my son-in-law. Those are the people that I see the most on a regular basis. And if I'm not doing that there, right, I mean, obviously, I can't really go very far out, right? If I can't help the people in my own household, that is actually the definition of a leader, right? Is that first and foremost takes care of his own household. And that doesn't mean that you cook spaghetti for everybody, right? That means that you take care of your household, right? And if you take care of that household, then you'll be able to take care of the household of faith, right? But if we're not doing that there, so I just want to encourage you in that. I'm sure that there are changes going on in our homes, like it's been going on in our home, and changes in the right direction, things going the right way. But I want to encourage you just more than ever before, just because it seems like such a strong, strong thing right now, that we would do that, that we would know, you know what, Lord, you are the one that lives in me, and I want to know how to love my family. I want to know how to love my parents. I want to know how to love my cousin. I want to know how to love my sister, my brother, you know, the people that are right there next to you, right? To be able to truly love them and really offer the help that we were talking about pre-service, that we could be that help and that encouragement by the Spirit of the living God, speaking words of knowledge, speaking words of encouragement. Okay.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.